When they carve the Mount Rushmore of the blues, Muddy Waters will be right there. The late McKinley Morganfield is one of the founding fathers of electric blues, one of the most powerful and influential musicians of the past century. Muddy delivered his music and his emotions undiluted, and that's the way Rick Smith and his band, the Trailer Park Romeos, like it. The band is playing a sold-out concert in our Atherton studio tomorrow evening, and Rick and harmonica man Corey Funai are with me in our studio. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, morning. Chris.
Rick, what got you onto Muddy's music?
Well, when I first started getting into the blues, and I was reading a lot of stuff, more and more journalists and musical historians would cite Muddy Waters' influence as being a really kind of a turning point in the blues. And it was important because his blues was not a sophisticated urban blues. His blues was the more primitive Delta country blues. And the phenomenon of his insurgence was kind of like a musical convergence, you know, like a celestial convergence. He was the right man at the right place and the right time. And his story was also the story of Chess Records.
Right.
It was also the story of the great migration of so many African Americans from the South, going up north for better jobs and to escape the real oppressive, almost feudal-like system of the plantations in the South.
Yeah.
And Muddy brought that music with him. He moved up to Chicago in the last part of World War II, and he really wanted you know, to be known as a, you know, blues singer, musician. And in the beginning, he wanted to emulate Big Bill Brunsey, interestingly enough, right, who was already established in Chicago. But when Muddy started recording, he just really stayed true to his Delta roots. It was just him on an electric guitar, slide, his vocal, and a stand-up bass. And he made the majority of his recordings for Chess Records was that format, just him, a bass player. Later, he added Little Walter on harmonica. And then later on, he added a whole band.
Yeah.
And that's when he really took off.
Well, you mentioned a convergence, Rick, and one of the great things about his convergence was that when he went up to Chicago, he met the great bass player and songwriter, Willie Dixon.
Yes. Willie was so instrumental because Willie was like a real A&R guy and also a studio producer.
Yeah.
He was already experienced. He's a big, formidable guy. He could keep everybody in line. Everybody did what they told him. He was an ex-boxer. He was quite the blues guy. And he really helped Muddy with not only the songwriting, but the sessions themselves.
Right.
For Muddy to have had to have done that, it would have been, that's a lot to do, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why I think of it as such a great convergence, because the other great partnership was with Little Walter, Marion Walter Jacobs, who, you know, Corey, you and I were talking about this before the show. It's like, no contest, the greatest harmonica player who ever lived.
Well, I agree.
Yeah.
You know, and most blues musicians would tell you that the Little Walter, I think of him as the Charlie Parker of the blues, you know.
This
great virtuoso that just changed everything.
Yeah, made everybody's jaw just drop, you know. And he really honed his skill. He really had that tone, that feel, and he could play with anybody, just fit in hand in glove, and made the blues harmonica what it is for many players today. You know, just such a strong presence.
Also, his imagination with the sound that he wanted, and the equipment and stuff. He certainly wasn't the first harmonica player to blow through a amplifier, but he was one that did it better than everybody else. So I kind of liken him also to Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that sonic development was...
You know, and I discovered Walter later because I grew up more on Paul Butterfield stuff.
Right.
So I go back and ask myself, well, where did these players from the late 60s get their influences from? So you got to dig back further and further till you find these original masters.
Guys, we need to start playing a song
because we're
going to run out of show.
All right.
Not too careful.
Going to do a little thing that Muddy made real popular, a little thing called Walkin' Blues. And he recorded this very early in his career. Well, I woke up this morning, looked around for my shoes. You could tell right now, people, I had those mean old walking blues. Well, I woke up this morning, looked around for my shoes. I could tell right then, people, I had the mean old walking blues. Well, some people say the worry blues ain't bad. You know, it's the worst old feeling I've ever had. You know that some people say, that the word blues ain't bad. Got the worst old feeling I most ever had. All right, Corey, long time. Take one, Chris.
Good fun. Rick Smith and Corey Funai with the Trailer Park Romeos will perform tomorrow evening in our Atherton studio. Concert is sold out, but there's a waiting list for tickets.